This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canale. The Republican National Convention has a lot of new faces in the crowd this year, some of them young first-time delegates. As a whole, though, Donald Trump is struggling with younger voters. A poll released this week by the Harvard Institute for Politics finds three-quarters of young people between 18 and 29 view Trump unfavorably. Here to give his take is the youngest delegate representing North Carolina in Cleveland this week. He's 21-year-old Joseph Knox from Beaufort County. Joseph, welcome.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. So you were elected by party members to represent North Carolina Republicans at the convention. I'm curious, what made you decide you wanted to be a delegate?
I originally got involved in the Republican Party my senior year of high school. And this year, with the large turning point in this convention and moving forward for our country and the importance of this election, I wanted to make sure that if there was any way possible, I could be here to witness history happen right in front of me.
And have you met any stars of the Republican Party so far?
Oh, yes. I actually talked to Governor Mike Pence last night, told him I was a member of the North Carolina National Guard, and he thanked me for what I was doing there, and I told him that I supported him in his campaign, and I hope to see him on the stage in January.
Now, I know that there's been a lot of talk about the Republican Party's platform this year, especially on its apparent swing to the right on some social issues, especially on issues surrounding gay marriage and gay parenting. And I know some members of the platform committee were worried that that might alienate some young voters, but I want to get your take. Do you think the Republican Party is out of touch with some of its younger constituents?
Absolutely not. I think the Republican Party is moving more towards being in touch and relating to young voters more than they ever have before. I mean, we have a federal government now that is reaching leaps and bounds over their constitutional duties and stepping on states. So with the platform on its stances on gay marriage and gay parenting, it was more towards leaving those rights up to the states to decide where they want to go with it and keep the federal government out of that.
Okay. And so are you a strong supporter of Donald Trump? Always have been?
I am. I was not supporting him originally, but as we progressed through the primaries and through the states and realizing that the majority of the Republicans in the United States want Mr. Trump to be our nominee, then that's the best direction we go in.
Who were you originally supporting?
Originally, I was supporting Governor Scott Walker.
And so what made you change your mind?
The biggest thing that got me, and I tell people this all the time, I mean, the reason we have primaries, the reason we have conventions is because all the Republicans and all the Democrats don't agree. And it's our time to sort out the differences, vet the candidates, and even if you don't agree with the candidate, maybe you can get them to compromise and meet on common ground with what the majority of their party wants. Like I said, I don't agree with everything Mr. Trump has planned, but I know that I don't agree with hardly anything that Secretary Clinton has planned.
Okay, so what do you think the party needs to do to really capture the young person's vote this year, if anything?
I think that if we keep on the track that we are right now, we've already made leaps and bounds. It's not a secret that in 2008, the Republican Party lost the young votes with the social media outreach that the Republican Party started, especially in 2012 with it starting. We didn't do as good a job as we could have. But here recently, with the more debates going on and reaching out to college campuses, getting these candidates to college campuses, especially some of the more liberal ones, I think it's helping a lot. I tell people at school all the time, I attend East Carolina University, most of everybody in here is a Republican. They just don't know yet.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, Joseph Knox is the youngest delegate representing North Carolina at the Republican National Convention this week, and he joined us from the floor of the convention in Cleveland. Joseph, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
And as the Democratic National Convention kicks off next week, we'll be speaking with the youngest Democratic delegate representing North Carolina. His name is Evan Redmond, 18 years old from Gaston County. He's also a member of a band that's incorporated Donald Trump into some of its song lyrics. We'll be speaking with him next week. Thank you.